everyone. I'm Angela Stevens. I'm the podcast host to Refocus Careers, and I'm interviewing such an amazing person on our other podcast. I asked him to be a guest on this podcast, and that is Eric Maisel. He is an author, and he is a coach, and he's a creativity coach. So we've never interviewed a creativity coach. So first of all, Eric, thank you so much for doing this. We graciously appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So did you know growing up that you wanted to be a creativity coach?
Oh, gosh, no.
So tell us, where'd you go to school?
I started out as a math and science boy. I thought I was going to be in physics. I went to a math and science high school in New York, Stuyvesant High School. Started college too young at the age of 16, didn't really want to be there. Flunked out, and flunking out during the Vietnam War era in 1965 was not a brilliant thing to do. So to avoid being drafted, I enlisted, another brilliant idea. And then when I got out of the Army, I did that thing that people do when they have no idea what they're doing. I got a degree in philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started my first novel, and I've written probably 60 books since then. So my path was to be a writer, not a creativity coach. I started writing fiction. It did not make enough money, and we started having little kids. And so it did not feel like acting in good faith to continue doing that. So I retooled, became a therapist, because psychological stuff always interested me. And so I became a California licensed family therapist. But almost immediately, I did not believe in the mental disorder model I was being taught. I didn't believe that the people who were coming in had a disease. I thought they were having problems with living. And so very soon I began wanting to get out of that, but I didn't know where to go. And I was at an internship that allowed me to run a series that I think I called something like Creativity and Mental Health or something, because creativity interested me. And I discovered that nobody was really working with artist types. This is a long time ago. This is before Julia Cameron's The Artist Way, and before there were really books on the subject of how to live a creative life. So I segued. I moved. This would be about the age of 35. I moved from being a therapist to what I called a creativity consultant, because coaches weren't even around quite yet back then.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. This is way back when. So I called myself a creativity consultant. And then when coaching became a thing, I kind of invented creativity coaching, whatever that is, 25 years ago or however many years ago that is. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So the creativity coaching crept up on me over time.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And for anyone that doesn't know, Eric will work with actors and writers and performers and anyone that's creative. And some of the issues that they run into would be performance anxiety, correct? What other areas?
Not getting the work done, resistance, blockage,
yes.
Not completing work. And just basically overwhelming chaos, because most creative folks have to maintain a day job. Then they try to squeeze their creating in somewhere during the day and try to squeeze all the rest of life. And so just organizing a life and managing a life, those are the sorts of things we chat about.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So if someone on this podcast, we always interview different types of coaches, but if someone wanted to go along the path of being a creativity coach, should they get a degree in psychology, or should they, because there's the new generation out there, some are debating the college route or not. But what would you recommend?
Well, I think it depends if it's a 22-year-old or a 38-year-old. I think it would matter as to that difference. Most of the people who become creativity coaches already have had a life in the arts or in therapy or in coaching. So I don't think it's a degree. I think it's lived experience. Most people who come to it have been a visual artist or a writer or something, or a therapist. So I think the real background for becoming a creativity coach is to maybe already be a coach, to get some coach training.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, to work with clients. It's one thing to learn things about how to coach, completely different to actually sit across from a person and coach. So that's more than workshops or trainings or this or that. Actually coaching, including volunteer coaching, just enlisting your friends and peeps to do some coaching with you. That would be really the way in, would be to try your hand at it. Even if you feel like a complete beginner, which you may be, you and I talked on the other podcast, I think, about experimentation, or maybe that was earlier in the day I was talking about experimentation. But at any rate, that's the way to learn, is through the lived experience of working with human beings. So the real training for being a creativity coach is to work with clients.
And you got to listen and have compassion, right?
That's right. That's right.
So tell us, like, you know, on a day-to-day basis, so what does your day look like? Do you have like clients lined up all day? Or tell us the life of a coach, because I always say, you know, whether you're a pilot, what does that day look like? So what does it look like for you?
So I set aside typically between 12 and 14 client days a month, because I only work with clients once a month. It's not that that's the ideal number. It's that that's all I can accommodate. Because at any given time, I'll probably have about 60 clients, maybe 40 of whom want a monthly session, 20 of whom are off that month. So I can only do 40 monthly sessions. If I set aside 13 days, let's say, it's typically about 3 clients a day on client days. And then other days are not client days. And I start each day at about 5:30 in the morning. And I start clients at about 9 in the morning. So I have a full day before my first client of my writing and other activities. And then typically I schedule clients at 9, 10, and 11 each client day. And that's my day. And then at noon I have lunch, and then there's another half day remaining. So it's, on the one hand, it's a full-time practice, but on the other hand, it's not really full-time at all.
9 to 11, are those your on times, so like where you do your best work?
I don't know if that's about best, but I save my, I don't want to say I don't give my clients my best, but probably my freshest neurons go to my writing, which is first thing each day.
Interesting.
It's okay. It's that 5:30 a.m. time. I get directly to my writing each day.
Okay, perfect. So this is more of a generalized question. You've got a bunch of coaches out there. They might be life coaches. They might be creativity coaches. If you're trying out, you're trying to do this and you're new, what's the best way to get your name out there and to get people?
First, let me say, I train creativity coaches, so I think my trainings are good. They happen every February, June, and September. There's a 16-week introduction to creativity coaching training and a 16-week advanced training, and they can be taken simultaneously. So that's, I think, the possible training component. But beyond that, as you know, coaching is not licensed, so you can hang out your shingle as a creativity coach right now, instantly. So if you're already a coach, I think you would just add it to your menu of things you do and start inviting folks to come do creativity coaching with you.
Awesome. Well, you're a success. There's no question. Check him out. He writes for the Psychology Today blog. He writes the Rethinking Mental Health blog. It's very impressive. He also has a new book coming out in April. It's called, of 2023. It's called The Coach's Way. Check him out. And what is your website again?
ericmaisel.com, ericmaisel.com.
Perfect. And let me tell you, if you've never met Eric, he is as genuine and nice and kind as a person you would ever meet. Once you meet him for the first time, you feel like you've known him forever. So I graciously thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. Been fun.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus Careers. If you're looking for career coaching, check us out at refocuscareers.com. You can also schedule a time to meet with me as well. So check that out at refocuscareers.com/podcast, and you'll hear a lot of our interviews with many different individuals on their career choices and how they got there.